Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The Department of Homeland Security is warning of an increased threat of attack by domestic extremists. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, a department bulletin says the recent attack on the U.S. Capitol may have emboldened radicals.
Homeland Security has put out periodic warnings over the years, but they generally cited threats from foreign terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. This bulletin doesn't name any group or any specific threat, but it does refer to domestic extremists who may be fueled by, quote, false narratives related to the election last November, the January 6th assault on the Capitol, and last week's presidential transition. Critics say the Trump administration paid little attention to the growing danger posed by far-right groups. President Biden has already called for Homeland Security and the FBI to lead an assessment of risk posed by domestic extremists. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden says the government's approach to climate change should be bold. Biden's latest executive actions include a temporary ban on new oil and natural gas leases on federal land and the creation of new jobs in the clean energy sector. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
President Biden says the executive actions are designed to supercharge the administration's plans to confront the ongoing threat posed by climate change.
We know what to do. We've just got to do it. When we think of climate change, we think of it, this is a case where conscience and convenience cross paths. We're dealing with this existential threat to the planet and increasing our economic growth and prosperity are one and the same.
Biden says the government needs to take steps to help revitalize economies of coal, oil, and gas communities and create new good-paying jobs. Opponents of Biden's decision to shut down the Keystone Pipeline cite the tens of thousands of jobs that will be lost. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden's nominee for Transportation Secretary says a shift from fossil fuels to renewable energy must take into account the impact it'll have on workers, industries, and communities. Pete Buttigieg discussed the matter during his confirmation hearing by the Senate Commerce Committee.
I think the most important thing we have to do is put an end to the false construct that says that this is about climate versus jobs. Look, climate policy is jobs policy, and the reality is the only way to have a sustainable growing economy is to grow jobs in a way that helps, not hurts, our climate goals.
The Commerce Committee sent the nomination of Buttigieg to the full Senate for confirmation. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expressing deep concern about the detention of Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny. Blinken says the administration is considering a response to Russia's actions, including the poisoning of Navalny. This is NPR. Several states are easing restrictions on restaurants and other businesses amid declining coronavirus infection rates and hospitalizations. But the steps are being taken with caution as health officials monitor new COVID-19 variants that originated outside of the United States. More than 146,000 new cases were confirmed Wednesday. More than 429,000 Americans have died from the disease, according to Johns Hopkins University. The San Francisco School Board has voted to remove the names of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and others from 44 buildings. The move prompted debate that the city is taking the national reckoning on America's racist past too far. The school board says it sends the message that racism and wrongdoing should not be honored. Actress Cloris Leachman has died at the age of 94. The 9-time Emmy-winning actress slipped easily into a whole spectrum of roles, as NPR's Colin Dwyer reports.
It's a tall task to sum up Cloris Leachman's vast and varied career. You could mention the two Emmys she won, playing a nosy landlady on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Then there's her Oscar-winning dramatic turn in The Last Picture Show. She even competed on Dancing with the Stars at the age of 82. But as she told Fresh Air in 2009, this abundant variety arose from a simple lesson that she learned early in her career.
I think that was a basic decision for the rest of my life, that I would never be the same way twice.
The versatile actress earned induction into the Television Academy Hall of Fame in 2011.
Colin Dwyer reporting. This is NPR.